This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram today and lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees in Aizawl. The projects span key sectors such as railways, roadways, energy, sports and more. In line with his commitment to world-class infrastructure and last-mile connectivity, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Bairabi-Sairang new railway line, which has been constructed at a cost of over 8,000 crore rupees. The rail line, built in a challenging hilly area, has 45 tunnels constructed under complex geological conditions. Additionally, it also includes 55 major bridges and 88 minor bridges. Besides in a major boost to road infrastructure, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone of multiple road projects. It includes Aizawl Bypass Road, Thainzawl Sialsuk Road and Khankwa Rongyura Road. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has stated that the inauguration of the new Bairabi-Sairang railway line will mark a milestone in the history of Mizoram. Mr. Vaishnav arrived in Aizawl yesterday to participate in a function where the Prime Minister will inaugurate the new railway line today. Soon after arriving at the Lone Lingpui Airport, the Union Railway Minister visited Sairang Railway Station, about 20 kilometers from Aizawl. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said that the railway line is a part of fulfilling India's Act East policy. President Draupadi Murmu has administered the oath of office of Vice President of India to C.P. Radhakrishnan at the ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's predecessor Jagdeep Dhankar, and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Former Chief Justice Sushila Karki took oath as Prime Minister of the interim government in Nepal. After intensive discussions for the last 3 days and formal dialogue at the President's office, Sheetal Nivas, since yesterday morning, it was decided to appoint former Chief Justice Sushila Karki as the head of an interim government. Sushila Karki becomes the first woman Prime Minister of Nepal. Meanwhile, India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is hopeful that this will help in fostering peace and stability. The ministry further stated that as a close neighbour, a fellow democracy and a long-term development partner, India will continue to work closely with Nepal for the well-being and prosperity of the people of both countries. Market regulator SEBI has reduced the maximum exit load on mutual fund withdrawals from 5% to 3%, a move aimed at easing costs for investors exiting within a year. SEBI also allowed higher commissions for distributors bringing in women investors and those from towns beyond the country's top 30 cities. SEBI has further permitted registered investment advisors to share past performance data and relaxed eligibility norms, allowing any graduate with NISM certification to register as an advisor. In capital market reforms, SEBI eased minimum public offer norms for large companies. Firms with market capitalization between Rs 50,000 crore and Rs 1 lakh crore will now need to float IPOs of at least Rs 1,000 crore or 8% of market cap, while bigger firms have been offered additional relaxations. In Karnataka, in a tragic incident last evening, at least 8 persons were killed and 20 injured in Hasan district as a goods-laden truck ran over people taking part in the Ganesh Visarjan procession. The incident took place near Musale Hosahalli Railway Gate in Hasan Taluk, Hasan district. According to police, during the Ganesh immersion at Musale Hosahalli, the truck driver, due to overspeeding and careless driving, rammed the vehicle into the crowd participating in the Visarjan procession. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Uttarakhand, Telangana, Marathwada and northeastern states for today. Ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has entered the semi-finals of the Hong Kong Open Badminton Tournament, and that is the end of this news bulletin.